Yo, 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 what's good? It's JR the Boss Man here from the Boss Man Show, BS3 TV Believe Network, here bringing you your Braves recap. Here we are, Braves recap for July 3rd. The Braves lose to the Angels tonight, 5-1 at Truist Park here. It was a tough night pitching wise for Bryce Elder, 101 pitches. Gave up four earned runs. Gave up a home run to Neto. Nolan Schwann will have a 2-run homer. Joe Adell, a single in the first inning, drove in a run as well. So that was 4 runs for Bryce Elder. And then replaced him 6th inning. Inyo De Los Santos came in for the Braves. Mike Trout got hit by a pitch. And then Ward hit a triple, which drove him in, made it 5-0 for the Braves. And the Braves also got a home run in late from Jerickson Profar, and his second home run in as many days, 2 on the year, come off his PD suspension. Nothing tonight for the Braves to play. The Braves only had 5 hits tonight. That's not good enough to win games, you know. Snit talked about it in the post game about trying to get guys' counts up, get to the bullpen, give themselves a chance. And, you know, Bryce Elder talked about his not having any control of his pitches, his sinker, per se. Just sometimes control the ball, sometimes doesn't control the ball. That's been giving him trouble. So, you know, with the Braves right now, there's no margin for error right now. I keep saying it, no margin for error right now with the way the offense is. Last night, you know, you got 3 home runs from Murphy, Profar, and Olsen to get 8 runs in tonight. Just get 1 home run for Profar, but nothing's going on right now for offensively. And Snitch says they keep working hard, doing the right thing, they're preparing the right way. He's their energy up. He does not know what else he can do for them, but other than support them and be positive with them and keep them going. So, you know, the Braves have a new series coming up in the Orioles, but lose series with the Angels. And now we talked about this previous weeks about winning series, second those up, but it's not happening right now because the offense is struggling right now. There's 2 straight series losses for the Braves. So it's got to keep on chugging away, hoping that, you know, the offense comes around. Snead feels confident the Profar can get some things going, hoping it keeps getting stuff going for the Braves. So since tonight, another tough night, Truist Park tonight for the Braves. 5-1 loss, dropped to 39-47. Need to get more, need to get it together. They're talking about maybe the Braves have been sellers now. I know Mark Bowman brought that up in the post game press of the Snit. He said, nah, that's not his job, that's not he worries about. He worries about the guys he has. So, another tonight night for the Braves. We'll be back here at Truist Park. July 18th for the Yankees, then the Giants. We're gonna take off a couple of weeks to do NBA Summer League and other stuff like that. So won't be any Braves recaps coming up for a couple of weeks, but hold it down. It's JR here covering your Atlanta Braves, BS3, Believe in the Boss Man Show on your radio. Check out some clips. Today's post game pressers.
This team just cannot be able to click and get on one of those long winning streaks.
I mean, yeah, it's tough, but you know, then have one, you know, 7-7-4 a whole round for that. So I think that starts, you know, first inning we're gonna have 1-0, so put the guys in a hole, and you know, that's on me there. So it's tough to get the offense rolling when you're always kind of coming from behind.
Was off on the sinker today? Were you leaving some out over the plate?
I think I moved it on both sides of the plate better than I have, you know, most of the time this year. But yeah, I think, you know, I've pitched enough, and I know that you make a mistake over the heart of the plate, they're gonna hit hard. So at the end of the day, I just gotta make better pitches.
The Braves are going to be sellers. I mean, we're getting close to July 31st. How, I don't know, much more desperate, or, you know, how much more of a sense of desperation is there now?
I mean, you know, I don't think that's really, you know, anything we can control other than going out and winning games. That's not something that we look at. We got to go find a way to, you know, win some games, and whatever happens after that happens, we got to start stringing something together.
You made the flashes of that this year. What do you think the biggest difference is between that Bryce Elder and then at times where you struggle?
You know, I think when I look at it, I think mostly it's consistency of commanding the ball. I think at times I really command it well, and I think at times I don't. I think you can see that. So I think it's just trying to figure out a way to consistently put the ball where I want it to and move the way I want it to. And it's kind of been in and out.
From Bryce here, that they left San Francisco, felt good. And,
yeah. You know, command, I guess, pretty much. Just with all of his pitches. I mean, I think they're probably the big thing. Getting ahead of hitters. Just a lot of non-competitive pitches.
When he's going good, he leaves that sinker up.
Yeah, and it goes, but you know, it's just staying ahead and counts, and I think that's the biggest thing. Just there's just too many, like I said, balls out of the hand pitches.
You know, how hard is it for you when we write or people say, you know, they should sell, and that's going to be coming up here?
That's not for me to internalize. That's not my job by any stretch, and my job is to do what we can, you know, the best we can with the guys that we have, and remain optimistic with them and myself, and know that, you know, things that, you know, that we played a really good ball game yesterday, and everything was good, that we can do that in multiple games and get on a run, and these guys are capable of doing that. And I'd be paying attention to all the other stuff, because that's not in my area. You know, I'm going to deal with the guys I have, and we're going to continue to support them and be about them, you know, because I know I watch and see, you know, how they work and how they prepare, and everything is spot on, you know. And so we're just going to keep getting after it every day and expect to win the next, you know, tomorrow when we turn the page and we go out there, we're going to expect to win.
What are you specifically doing?
I don't know. There's nothing I can do. I mean, just, you know, support them. And you know, this is rough business. So you know what? I think all the guys in there. I mean, I never see anything that doesn't tell me that. Like, I think I said this a couple nights ago, that, you know, they prepare, they come out, they're energetic. It's you know, you get into some of these games, and you know, when you're not hitting and you're not throwing strikes and all that, I mean, that's taxing on a guy to be up and down and up and down and up and down. And you know, because if you throw 120 pitches, then they're going to need to be ready to make 120 plays, and that can get taxing if the ball's not coming to you. You know, that wears you out more than anything over the course of a game. And but you know what? I see them every day. They turn the page, they come in, and they got great, you know, attitudes, and they work hard, and they expect to win the game.
Not much going. It's good to see Profar, second night in a row, do what he did.
That's good. Yeah, it's good to see him, you know, homer left, homer right. So hopefully that kind of, you know, there'll be an added thing for us. And you know, if we get some guys going around him here.
Soriano's
nothing. You know, he's, and that sinker's real. I mean, he's a tough ride. And, you know, he put the ball on the ground a lot, and knew that going in, you know. But. You never know. You keep the ball game close, and you get in the bullpen, and something good might happen. You know, there's just a lot of those guys, the starter, you just want to kind of work them and get their pitch count up and keep the game manageable, and try the other guys if they're scrapping you.
That was your Braves recap. Hope you enjoy. See you guys down the road. Remember, always catch recaps. Boss Man Show, BS3TVLive.com. BS3 Network and the Believe Network. See ya.